And we're now celebrating 23 years of Cinema Chat on WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair. It's 7:51 and 51 degrees at WEMU Studios. And for this week's edition, we have a special guest. Ruth Lednesser is the program director at the Michigan Theater. And today she's sitting in for Russ Collins, who is away this week. It's good to see you again, Ruth.
Thank you. I really appreciate you
being here. Well, I know there is some a couple of special events coming up at the Michigan Theater, and we certainly want to talk about them because it's kind of a unique opportunity to experience film.
Well, yeah, there are two things coming up. The most pressing one is we are opening Diary of a Teenage Girl on Friday, and we actually have Phoebe Gleckner, the Ann Arbor's very own Phoebe Gleckner from University of Michigan, who is the graphic artist and writer who actually wrote the graphic novel.
So she wrote the graphic novel, and it was turned into a film. And I do want to make clear, the Diary of a Teenage Girl, you may not want to take your younger children to this movie.
It is R-rated, but it is an amazingly beautiful depiction of, and it's semi-autobiographical, and Phoebe will talk about that after the 7 o'clock show, about a girl's sexual awakening. It is a story about a girl in the 70s who moves to San Francisco with her mother and ends up having her first experience with her mother's boyfriend. And it sounds worse than it actually is portrayed. The movie's beautiful, too, because of the idea that it's girl experiencing her sexual awakening, but being that Phoebe was a graphic designer, she also has, they have incorporated a lot of the graphic novel elements. So there's beautiful art within as the girl's thinking. You see, artwork around her head, and it's really great. It's a really, I don't want to say sweet because it's more than that. It's a really great movie that talks about a girl's sexual awakening, as which I've now said three times, without judgment. And the cast is great. It's Kristen Wiig.
And based on the very, small summation that we've had here, it might be hard to do that because you think about a boyfriend or a stepfather of a parent engaging in that kind of activity with a child. It would be easy to walk in with a preconceived notion and a judgment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's not made out to be the bad guy. I mean, it really is, as I said, it's a semi-true story. I mean, it's based on real experiences, but it is something I think anyone who's been a teenager can kind of relate to, that moment where you recognize this part of yourself and realize you've crossed over to becoming an adult.
And Steven Spielberg's going to be a major component in programming at the Michigan Theater for a while.
Well, as I said, I came in today wearing a jacket and thought, oh my gosh, it's almost fall, which is exactly, we're about to kick off our fall series we'll be announcing later today. We're doing Steven Spielberg, Man and Monsters. We're going to do actually 18 films.
18 Spielberg films.
18 Spielberg films over the course of 3 months. And this is everything.
My favorite is still Jaws.
We're showing Jaws. That is one of the monsters.
I love it. I watch it every time I see it on the menu on my television screen. I stop. That's what I'm watching.
We showed it outdoors this summer as part of Cinetopia. And I have to say, I hadn't seen it in years. And I'd forgotten what a great movie it is.
It really is.
And it is scary.
Right. And it's really not a monster movie. No. It's about fear of water. And it's a character-driven film. And that's what you're going to find running through the Spielberg series, right?
There's a lot of things about his movies that really study human interaction and human the things that go into being a man, at the same time how we respond to things we're afraid of, and those are the monsters. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, there's all kinds of movies with the monster element, but we also have Lincoln and Amistad and Saving Private Ryan, which we're showing.
Close Encounters, E.T.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all going to be there.
We even have some family-friendly films in there, too.
Looking forward to the Spielberg special as we move through the fall. 18 different films. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Program Director Ruth Lednesser. What is Z for Zachariah? This is something that I've not heard a word about.
It's actually based on a novel that was written several decades ago, though it's been changed a great deal for the movie. It is a post-apocalyptic a world in which a young girl lives in the one valley that has survived this nuclear holocaust.
Another dystopian tale?
Exactly.
Those seem to be very popular.
They are. And it's, again, has a great cast because it's Margot Robbie, Chiwetel Ejiofor. I can never
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Chris Pine. And it is, so she thinks she's the only person left on Earth. This scientist comes into the picture in a safe suit. They realize, thinking they're the only two people left, and then Chris Pine, this other person, comes in. And what ends up happening is almost, it was a huge hit at Sundance, and it's an interesting parable of kind of science versus faith, because she and Chris Pine character think they've survived because of faith, and the scientist has this feeling that they've survived because of the science around this valley that they're in.
It actually sounds more interesting than I thought it might.
Yeah, it looked really good. And, of course, it has the whole love triangle element, too. So.
And Jellyfish Eyes continues.
Tonight is the last night. We had two showings last night and two showings tonight. The University of Michigan Japanese Studies is actually sponsoring this. It is a film from acclaimed artist Toshaki Murakami, who is actually really well known in Japan. He has creations on skateboards and limited edition Louis Vuitton bags. And he's this great artist, and he's taken what was kind of anime and made it into real life cinema, but with these creatures that appear and disappear. And it's a kid's film, and yet it's not.
And it's gotten fantastic reviews all around the world. Summer Classic Film Series continues at the Michigan Theater with one of my, I don't know if I should call it a guilty pleasure. I just thought it was a good movie, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump will be playing Sunday at 1:30 and again Tuesday at 7. You know, it's funny, when we were rewatching it, getting ready for Summer Classics, I had actually forgotten that it won Best Picture, Best Actor for Tom Hanks, Best Director. It's a great film.
It was really well done. Yeah,
it's really well done.
Every part of it.
It's heartfelt, and yet it takes you through so much of American history that you may or may not know, and it's a love story at the end.
And what a screen to see it on at the Michigan
Theater,
right? Exactly. And I would like to bring up Tangerine and return to perhaps some sexually inappropriate material.
Well, it's funny because Tangerine is a story of two transgendered hookers in L.A., and when one of them finds out that when she gets out of jail that her pimp boyfriend has been cheating on her, she chases him down through the streets of L.A. It is less about the sex and more about a romp of two women chasing down a cheating man.
And sounds like a country song.
It shows a part of L.A. that not many people get to see, but it's actually the cool thing about it, it was filmed for about $100,000 using two iPhones with special lenses. And they said that because of that, and a lot of the actors are kind of new actors, it made it even easier because there weren't cameras in there. Everyone's used to being filmed with an iPhone. But it's really gotten great. It was a huge hit at Sundance. I would encourage anyone to see it who's interested in not only the cinematography of it, but these days, between Orange is the New Black and all the other stories out there, having a transgendered character is not really a big deal anymore.
Absolutely sounds fascinating. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday at the Michigan Theater. Not such good word on what's opening at the Cineplexes this week. Again, we're in that period of summer where the blockbusters have already come out, and generally they're releasing the movies that they know aren't going to do so well.
Well, studios know this is the time of year a lot of people are on vacation or they're outside, so August tends to be where there's not the big block. You throw those out in June.
There are a couple of options.
Yeah, we have No Escape, which is a action movie with Owen Wilson and Lake Bella's parents. He's moved his family to Southeast Asia just in time for war to break out, a civil war. And he is helped in escaping with his family by Pierce Brosnan. So, you know, if you're a Pierce Brosnan fan, you can't go wrong with that.
Right. No Escape. No.
Yeah. And then We Are Your Friends would be for people, I would think, perhaps a bit younger than me. It is The World of Electronic Dance Music, starring Zac Efron.
Oh, you know you like to go to the raves and you like the parties, don't you, Ruth?
Yeah, absolutely. I did watch the trailers and read the reviews of this, and someone referred to it as the Saturday Night Fever coming-of-age story for this generation. But
now, see, Saturday Night Fever did come out of my generation.
Right, me too.
And I hated it then.
Oh, see, I liked it.
I never liked this.
But I think this will be the same thing. It'll be the soundtrack that becomes the hit of this movie.
My kids are certainly fans of the electronic dance music. Have you ever experienced it live and in person?
I have. I actually went to a club with friends one time, and as we got on the dance floor, I suddenly looked at them and said, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you something. I hate this. So I left. It's not my thing. It's a huge thing with a lot of people.
It is. It's absolutely some of the most popular music anywhere in the world, and I imagine for that reason, and with Zac Efron appealing to his contingency,
I think there will be a lot of younger
girls
who will be there enjoying this movie.
Exactly right. Well, there's certainly a lot of options. Ruth, thanks for stopping by, and we'll look forward to your next visit.
Absolutely. Thanks.
That is Ruth Lednisser. She is the program director at the Michigan Theater, and you've been listening to Cinema Chats on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.